pros. Cons. Pancake lenses. Text clarity seems rather uniform until the very edge. Work well with waiver prescription lenses. No loss in perceived clarity edge to edge. Face buttons on Pro controllers feel great and are snappy and responsive. WIVR and seems to work well. Wired mode also works well. 53ms photon to display latency reported. Face and eyes pass through just fine and work in VR chat. Tongue tracking is not very good. No directional tracking. VRChat tracking data looks like it has a low polling rate. Wireless gives anywhere from 80 to 100 milliseconds typically reported latency. Using foveated rendering at 50 megabits per second. Globular cluster strap attachment helps remove uncomfortable silicone pads and improve comfort a little with cloth pads. Local dimming can look pretty nice when the scene is right. Not quite OLED levels, but definitely a darker black than most LCDs. Standard speakers honestly seem pretty decent. Battery is non-removable. 2 hours of battery life without attachments. Pancake lenses have a painted-on vignette towards edges. Discoloration resulting from this has been pretty apparent in multiple scenes of various brightness. When local dimming looks bad, it looks really bad. Tons of blooming and glare in high contrast scenes depending on ratio of dark to light. Strap is uncomfortable. Have to loosen to put back on. Hard to find correct fit again. Strap default cushions are silicone and not that comfortable. Default light blockers feel pretty meh and don't block light below face. Controllers aren't always in the right spot relative to HMD for tracking. If hand tracking is enabled, controllers can get lost quite easily. Turning it off seems to make it more stable. Tracking can get lost entirely when messing with the dashboard while using WIVR even in wired mode. Totally rebooted screen and tracking and then came back and was usable again. Charging dock is fickle to use and place all items on. Also slow to charge. Requires phone app and login to set up it all. App required to enable developer mode on the device as well. No indication in the device that this is required after enabling developer mode there. USB debugging will not work without this, and thus no WIVR in wired mode or ADB usage unless you do this extra step. HMD complained about liquid in the charging port when trying to first use a link cable. No default methods of routing a cable along strap of HMD. Will need to get a rig it. Full light blocker not very comfortable. Flops around if you touch it. Doesn't block light fully near nose. Storage doesn't update if you use ADB to push files. Restarting device made it try to load files afterwards, but then it seemed stuck. Constantly get stuck loading directories. Not great for local media. Immersive media player doesn't seem to do VR video scale correctly at all compared to Pico. Looks like how Pico videos look when you have the player controls active. Is stuck in 72Hz mode unless I use SideQuest to tell it to run at 90Hz. Resets on reboot. Sometimes ends up working without needing to tinker. SideQuest may lock it up at time strap even with globular cluster upgrade is uncomfortable as hell. Digs into forehead. Official earbuds make it so you always hear internal fan via vibration. Quite annoying. Also get in the way of putting on full light blocker easily. Full light blocker prevents usage with charging dock. Must remove and reattach every time you want to charge or use headset. FOV isn't anything special. When worn correctly, the FOV feels quite low because lenses are further from face.